I can see it. It's plain as day. And it really seems like you want to almost say, dude, is this all you really got? Are you serious? It's like, duh, I'm right here. Hello. You know, you're not tricking me. I see what you're trying to do on every turn. I see it. Sometimes I see it days ahead. Sometimes I see it right in front of me as it's unfolding. And it really becomes, the rhema word becomes such a shield to his plan and his attack. God was showing me also in my study that he said, son, temptation that comes is a part of how I've given you redemption and a part of how I keep you in victory. But then the Lord said this, and we're going to go up to just one more notch. We're going to go up again. The Lord said this to me, Elder Barbara. He said, but temptation is not my first choice to keep you connected under the Lordship. Ooh, I said, wow. He said, temptation is not my first choice. Temptation is a secondary choice to cause you to see again. He said, but the rhema word is my first choice. In other words, you do not need temptation to walk in Lordship. You don't need it. Just the rhema.
Just the rhema.
All right, and that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about today. That's what we're talking about today, boy. Ooh, boy. He told me, he said, Jesus had, he had 40 days of trial. He had 40 days where the enemy was coming through and trying him. And at the end of the 40 days of temptation, it was no more needed. And this is what the Lord said to me, and I put it in the notes. You'll see it again. The Lord said to me, he said, I defeated it. He said, I defeated it. So what happens when you come into rhema? You step into what I see. You put on my eye. You don't see through your own. You have that eagle's vision, which is my vision. You're not looking as a secondary person or someone second to Satan. You're looking at somebody that knows his every move. When you're under rhema, you're looking through my eyes. And this is what he wants to prove to us today. I tell you, I don't mean to keep saying it, but I got to. The message on Thursday really put rhema's worth in proper perspective for this time of learning. It really locked it in to let us know that when we're under rhema, when we're under R3, we're soaring as eagles and we see it. All right? Let me see. I got to fix this here. Here we go. That's right, EB. That's right. Open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews. Through his eyes, he's making us faster and more powerful than our enemy. My prayer last week is I want to be quicker than my enemy. You understand what I'm saying? I want to be quicker than him.
Yes.
And the Lord reminded me, rhema makes you quicker. I mean, it was there, but it was really solidified. It was really strengthened. And so we're going to go to Isaiah 54 first. You must know that God blames him and not you, first of all. That's number one. You got to understand that the blame is not on you. It's not on us for anything that we've done. I've read this before, but the Lord told me to reiterate and read it again. In Isaiah 54, verses 1 through 10, lift your hands for a second while I read this. Lift your hands and just listen. Just listen. Lift your hands and listen. Listen, everyone's got to get listening on this. So you know who God is targeting. He's not targeting you. It says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. He tells you here, enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, listen up, and strengthen thy stakes. God's saying you got success all around you. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth, and shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood any more. For thy maker, listen and receive, for thy maker is thine husband. Can you imagine God telling you that? Your maker is your husband, Jesus. Listen to the protection that you have. For thy maker is thine husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. God of the whole earth shall he be called. For the Lord hath called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. He says here, for a small moment, Elder Barbara, have I forsaken thee, but with great mercies, Elder Barbara, will I gather thee. In a little wrath, Elder Barbara, I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord of thy Redeemer, Elder Barbara. For this is as the waters of Noah. Look at this. He said this is as the waters of Noah. Does anybody look up into the sky after sometimes it rains?
Yes.
Do you see the rainbow?
The rainbow.
Does it still come forth?
Yes.
How many thousands of years ago was that covenant made?
Yes.
Well, God just told me to tell you that he's no longer angry with you, and I look at it as the same as when I connected with Noah and promised Noah that I would never destroy the earth with water again, and I'll cast my bow, my rainbow, in the sky to just let you know our covenant still stands. Well, God's saying the covenant of my not being angry with you is as the waters of Noah. I'll never be angry with you again.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because of the blood of Jesus. Because of what he did on the cross. He said, I'll never be angry. I'll never come at you sideways. I'm never going to come after you to kill you or destroy you. My anger is now totally done and away with. I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth. So have I sworn. Does anybody see this?
Yes.
So have I sworn that I would not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. In other words, rebuke there means paralyze your momentum. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace, which means prosperity, be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. This is the covenant that the believers in Christ, this is our covenant. There is nothing that can separate us from it. Every time we get into a place of blaming ourselves and we take our eye off the origin of sin, which is Satan, we nullify this covenant through unbelief. It's not the sin that's nullifying it. It's the place of unbelief that the devil drags you in because you're blaming yourself for what you did. That nullifies this covenant. He even told us in the book of Hebrews, be careful that you don't fall away like they fell away. They fell away because of unbelief. Don't you fall away because of unbelief. When sin comes in through temptation, your belief factor does not hold like it should. Your place of propitiation is broken down. But don't think God has lifted his covenant from you because he hasn't. That's why we've got to do away with our enemy. That's why the focus and the blame must be on him. Because when you fail, you blame yourself. You never go to the origin of your failure. The only deal want to deal with you, you want to be hard on you. And you fall out of belief, thinking that you're not good enough to receive. Thinking you're not pure enough to be granted God's blessing. Somebody say, the devil is a lie.
The devil is a lie.
Jesus. We nullify this covenant through unbelief. And we stay bound because of the fact that we are looking at ourselves and not focused on the real enemy, Satan. Rhema's word, his eyes. Watch this here. Rhema becomes the eyes of the Lord. It says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Watch this now. Next verse is even better. Neither, because you're in the word, Jake, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. When we're in Rhema, every move of all creation is in our vision.
Come on.
Hence the eagle. He's above his prey, looking down.
Yes.
You become a person that's above where Satan is. You're looking down to him,
yes.
Beth. He's not coming up on you, sneaking up on you, tricking you.
See.
You're seeing because you're in Rhema. You're seeing with the eyes of the Creator. Every plan of the enemy is naked in your sight. Every plot twist. Everything, even on your job, you can tell. They're talking trash about me because they see me doing well. God lets you see what they're talking about. It's amazing how Jesus always discerned people's thoughts. It wasn't through his eyes, I mean, it wasn't through his ears, rather. It was through the eyes of the Father. He discerned their next move through the eyes of the Father. It's amazing. No, you don't know how deep that is. You can look at me and tell me through what you see, you discern where I really am. You think that's a human gift?
No, it's not.
You can look at Jay and see, okay, Jay is a little bit offset. Then that calls up. E.T., what's going on with Jay? I don't know. What'd you see? Something wrong, man. Something's attacked. How are you seeing this before it happens? We just act like it's normal. And we never recognize that we're seeing through the eyes of the Father, the eyes of the Lord Jesus. We're seeing things. All right. The word quick, this is what's really awesome to me. When we're in the rainbow, the word of God is quick. It means to live or be among. My favorite definition is efficacious. Yeah, it's efficacious. The word of God is efficacious, which means it becomes successful in producing a desired intended result or intended result. So it's efficacious. Now, the word is, when we're in the rhema, it comes alive and it's among us. Another definition means it's effective. It's efficacious, Elder B. When I'm in the, listen, when you're up against something or you're just in the rhema word, it becomes efficacious. It becomes successful in producing. It's successful all by itself, just by being in the rhema word. It becomes successful in producing the intended or the desired result that you're looking for. It's among you. I love that. It's like right next to me. And being next to me, it becomes efficacious. It alone becomes successful. The rhema word, it's successful in seeing every move of my enemy. My desire is to come out of the things in which the enemy's brought me into. So now the rhema word becomes efficacious and brings me out.
Wow, that's true.
I have the devil. You ever see that picture of the devil on one shoulder and the word of the angel on the other?
Yes.
That's real talk. That's real, because Paul said, when I go to do good, what's always present?
Evil.
Ah, boom, one shoulder. Now we just learned the word of God is efficacious. Boom, that's on it. Or among us. So now I have evil and good there, but the good, watch this now, this is the blessing. The good that I feel, or the good there, is now stronger, because it doesn't just say it's quicker, it says it's quick and powerful. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all are losing touch now. See, it's quick and powerful. And see, it's quick and powerful. And because it's quick and powerful, what takes place is it becomes active or operative. The word functions with effect. So now the enemy's there, but the word is saying, you ain't about to trick them on anything. I have more power than you do. I will show them I'm quicker than you are. I'm quicker. You're not going to trick Elisha into doing this today, because I'm quicker and I'm efficacious. I'm right here. I have success in producing what she's really looking for. I'm successful over you. We do not have to fail, people of God. If we simply stay under the rainbow word, we do not have to fall, people of God. We can win all the time.
Yes. That's good. Right? That's good.
Because when you're in the word, I'm going to change the word from be to he. He's among us. The lion of the tribe of Judah is among us. And I love what he said about this thing. I believe it was said over in the book of 3rd or 2nd John. For this reason was the Son of God manifested, that he might destroy that eagle swooping down on that snake, that he might destroy the works of the devil. So if he's among us, he's destroying what he's trying to do against you.
Amen.
And the only thing we did, Carolyn, was get in the rhema word of God. So here's your note. When we are in the rhema word, we are now under the eyes of the Lord, seeing every move of the enemy. You see his every move, and that's where his power truly is. The reason the trial, but the trial is still a blessing. Don't get me wrong. The trial is for when you fall. See, you got a fool. Somebody say, I have a foolproof plan.
Foolproof plan.
Doggone it. If I don't stay in rhema and temptation comes up, He's still going to become efficacious there. But only thing is now, I got to fight the temptation. I would rather be able to attack my source or the place where the devil really is and not have to fool around with temptation. Oh, God. See, it makes a lot of sense. Why do you think he said, lead us not into temptation? Because he understood the time factor that would happen and understand the sidetrack that temptation would bring. If you want to really be in victory, you want to be above and beyond temptation. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
All right, here we go. So when your eyes, the reason the trial or test comes is because of your eyes not seeing like they should. When a trial comes, it's coming to adjust your eyesight. When the test comes and it's a little overbearing, it's only coming to open your eyes. When your eyes stop seeing Christ or Rhema as all power, your test will reopen them to see him.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can't lose.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
You're
you.
In a win-win situation. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I just personally choose to want to be above and beyond temptation. He would rather keep our eyes open without temptation having an effect on us. Let me show you. The Lord prefers us to see through Rhema and not temptation. Here we go. Old prayer that we used to read. The old prayer. Old prayer. It says here, in Matthew 6, verse number 9, after this manner therefore pray ye, it says, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Oh boy. Give us this day our daily bread. That's important. Underline that. Give us this day. That's that Rhema. Watch this. Give me my daily bread. And forgive me of my debts. In other words, don't forgive me of my debts and forgive those that are in debt to me. Why? Because Paul taught on that. Let me just sidebar real quick. He said, when someone owes you, he said, forgive them. Let Satan get an advantage over us. So he's blocking out in this prayer Satan from coming in. Because if someone owes you something and they're not coming forth with it, he said, let it go. Forgive them. Lest Satan will take an advantage over you. Mm, watch this. But then he says, give me this day. First step, give me this day. Give me my daily bread. Give me my doggone rainbow. Then he says, lead me not into temptation. And lead us not into temptation. Oh, God, hallelujah. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. He would rather that we have our daily bread as opposed to temptation. That's no joke. I said, then why was Paul so excited? And the Lord told me this straight up. He said, because Paul had a lot of issues going on at that time. But Paul then saw that I was in the place of temptation too. And he's like, bring it on. He said, bring it on. He said, either way, I'm still coming out. Either way, I'm still going to be anointed. Paul said, I glory. I take pleasures in my distresses. Because he found another place that Christ was dwelling. I think the scripture says it like this. Darkness and light, both alike unto me. They both alike. So if temptation's coming and darkening your area, don't worry. He's still efficacious. But he says this, pray the prayer, give me my daily bread, as opposed to having to lead me into temptation to see you. I'd rather see you by eating bread than have to see you by temptation.
Yes.
Amen. If I see you while I'm eating my bread, I don't have to fight the first wall of my enemy. I go right to the source of my problem because I've got the daily bread in there. See, you could have a problem in front of you but not feel it. But just know it's time for it to go. You don't feel every problem. You're above problems. Oftentimes, as Christians, we're above them, but we're fools because we don't hear, speak, see, speak when we don't feel the problem. Well, God told me to tell you, you need to speak whether you feel the problem or not. Because when you don't feel it, it means you're above it. You go right to it. When I feel it, that means fear is usually in front of my problem. Now I have to fight the temptation of fear, Nikki, before I even can get to my... Yes, sir.
That's basically Mark 4 right there.
Showing up is.
When you think about it, he gave them the bread. He gave them the word on being from what they hear. And then when they went on to the storm, that storm was a temptation. And had they stayed in the work of Rhema, they could have spoke to the winds. They could have spoken to the sea.
Sure could.
That's like Jesus did.
It's a perfect example.
Yes.
It's a perfect. Now, what would you rather do? Would you rather be able just to speak to your problem and cause it to cease? or you have to call in the master to deal with your other problem. He look what Jesus stood up and dealt with. He didn't deal with the witch right away. He said, why are you so fearful?
He dealt with it.
Thank you. There was fear in front of that. Now, we got a storm, but now before we get to the storm, I got to get the fear out of you. I don't want to have to deal with the temptation that's in front of me. That's just time consumption right there. When I could be in my due season, not having to worry about the things that are in front of me. Give me this day my daily bread.
That's right.
Give me my rhema so I stay above all of that.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That's good right there. That's good. That's
all right.
good.
Boy. Okay, then we went over to Proverbs.
That's good right there.
We went over to Proverbs here.
419.
Oh, yeah. Look at you cheaters. The cheaters, boy. Look at what happens here. When you lose the eyes of the Lord and you don't see through the eyes of the Lord, the way of the wicked is as dark, they know not at what they stumble. Henry, if I'm in the dark, right, and I can't see, if I trip over something, and I'm headed to the bathroom, and I fall to the ground, do you think I lose time? I sure enough do. I may get up and keep it moving, but I could have been in the bathroom maybe 32 seconds prior if I didn't trip over something. You understand my point?
Amen.
When I'm losing the sight because I'm not in my ring of word, and now I'm on the ground. Oh, I'm going to take some out of Captain's book right quick. Now I'm on the ground, right? I should be fighting the snake like an eagle up in the air. But now I'm fighting as a mongoose, and now I got to use my skills, my ground skills, as opposed to just swooping on his behind, and he can't even tell where I am. Now I'm a mongoose, or I'm a badger. A honey badger. Now I'm going head to head with this snake, and now it's blow for blow. He's biting me, I'm hitting him, and now there's too much confrontation on the ground.
That's right.
Just give me my wings, praise God. Just let me soar above him, praise God. Bump the temptation, praise God. Let me just swoop down and kill my enemy. He doesn't even know I'm coming. I thank God for the ground skills, because if I get into a pinch, I still got ground skills. But let me give you an example of what I mean by ground skills. My focus is coming. I don't realize that there's fear. I'm still praying about my problem. But God's saying, no, I can't move because we got to deal with where the enemy really is. You got to get through fear. So now my ground skill.
Awesome. I looked up the honey badger because I didn't know what they were. A honey badger will actually go dig the hole that the snake is in, go in and get it.
That's what he said. He said he goes right at it.
He digs a hole
and
goes
right
in there.
See, that's our plan, please. That's our little, man, I'm all over the place right now. You got to give me a minute. Oh. No, seriously. That takes me over to measure. See, when I meet my full measure in my metron, I move as an eagle. But then there's still nothing my measure because I dropped from eagle status to maybe a honey badger status, and I'm still beating the daylights out of them, but I'd rather be in my full measure and be the eagle that
that's
I was called
right,
to be.
That's right.
Okay. Somebody say hallelujah. That's right.
The eagle beat it.
Just goes right at it.
Straight for the juggernaut.
Every picture. One picture you sent, man. He sent me this one picture.
Go ahead.
This eagle swooped down. It looked like he was in the ocean or something. And he saw a big old snake in the ocean. This thing was huge, right? And I'm looking at the snake, and I'm looking at how big the snake was, but the eagle had him. Then I looked at the snake, and the span of it was really long. But then I looked at the eagle's wingspan, and it was even longer.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my gosh. That thing came down, swooped down, grabbed his enemy, grabbed his meal, and just took off. And that was it.
It always grabs him in the way where the snake can't strike.
Can't do nothing. Can't do nothing. There's nothing he can do. And so I'd rather have my measure filled, which we're going to talk about right now. I'd rather have my measure filled than as opposed to be in a situation, and I'm almost done. We're timing it with our chef in there. I'd rather have my measure filled, Nikki, to where I don't have to use my ground skills anymore. Sweatless. Somebody say sweatless.
Sweatless
victory.
That's it.
By staying in the rhema word, I keep the eyes of the Lord. They're upon me. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. So before you get to the restaurant, the Lord will tell you, there's trouble in there, but I want you to handle it. You're the evil. You saw it before it came. Amen?
Amen.
It says here, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation, now this is your ground skills, also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. With the temptation, this is the secondary place. But Paul learned to praise him from that place, because sometimes, unfortunately, as Christians, it does befall us. But we're not out of it, nowhere near out of it. We just kind of shapeshift a little bit. But that what you do, you gotta do quickly. You gotta get rid of it. Because you're not called to be no badger. I ain't read about no badger. And I didn't read about no mongoose. He didn't tell me I'd have the skills of a mongoose or the skills of a badger.
Go ahead.
He said, I will mount up with wings as an eagle.
That's what
he told me. That's my position.
I like that.
That's my position, and that's your position. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this is why God wants you to keep seeing with his eyes, because in Proverbs 20:8, it says here, a king that sitteth in the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes. So as long as I'm on my eagle, as long as I'm in my eagle or in my rainbow, I'm looking down, and evil is just scattered. It's just moving out the way. Let me tell you how I mean by that. He's plotting and planning, but he's seeing where you are, and he's saying, no, can't do that. No, don't even try Dennis over there. No, Curry ain't going to go for it. Evil is just moving as you're moving through. Joshua's coming. Bump that. You know we got over last week. He's not the same person as last week. No, we will not try that again. And stuff just starts to move on your behalf. And I'm closing. Perfect sight comes from a full metron, a filled metron. And I'm closing here. Look at the time. I'm on my last scripture. He was on his last piece of meat he had in his red rice. It says here in Mark 4:24. He said unto them, take heed what you hear. With what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. The word, the second word measured there. Remember this, Jay? It's old, but it's still good. The second word measured, it says, with what measure you meet, it shall be measured to you. The first word measure, it means a vessel. A vessel for measuring. So this first word, measure, means a vessel. So if your vessel is full, you get back what you put in. The second word, measured, means a lot by rule. So now, it's a rule of allotment. If my measure is filled with the word, my vessel is filled, the rule of heaven, heaven has to give me all that belongs to me. The anointing has to be at its highest level. My vision is at its highest level. See, you got to be real with yourself. When you're in the rhema word morning, noon, and night, and it goes back to this. We've talked about this for a long time. If you're in the rhema word and you're just getting a quick fix, your measure, your vessel is only halfway. So heaven can only do for you what you put in. The anointing can only move for you what you have in there. And the Lord showed me something. You leave room. Can I, Brother Henry? This is full. If this was halfway, you leave all this room for the devil. Because you only filled your vessel halfway. So when you're in the rhema word, you got to make sure you come underneath baptizo. You come underneath the death. You got to make sure you know when you put your vision on. Somebody say amen if you know what I'm talking
amen,
about.
Amen.
You know when you rise above your enemy when you're in the word. You know when you're ready to take on your day. You know that you bad as can be. But you have to understand something. If you only go halfway, he has all this space to come in. And all of a sudden, the rule of allotment is saying, I can only do what you put in. See, by what measure you meet is what you get back here. So the allotment here, in other words, Christ's abilities functioning in your life are determined by your being filled with rhema. His abilities, listen, oh God, it makes sense. In the beginning, watch this, was the word, and what?
The Word was with God.
And the Word was what?
The Word was God.
Okay, watch this. If the Word and God are the same, and I only put half of God in there, that leaves room for the enemy to take the other half.
True.
So now I only got half of God in my vessel. So God is saying, the fullness of the enemy's coming. He's saying, you didn't put it in there. I can only talk about me because I know when I rise up, prophetess, I know when I put on the strength, the full strength. And I know when I'm ready to tackle my day. I know when I am. You ever have something pressing you and it's made you mad? So you get in the Word, but you really want to call the person that made you mad. So you're really just getting in the Word just to get it out the way. But on the back of your mind is the situation that's before you. Well, because you didn't put the full measure in.
That's right.
Watch the catastrophic type of mess that comes up.
That's
because
right.
You didn't put the full measure
in. Full measure in there.
So now your enemy, or the one you deem your enemy, is seeing more and faster than you. Now they're tying you up and binding you in places you shouldn't be bound because you wanted to just attack.
So you're allowing him to take advantage.
You're allowing him to take advantage instead of staying in the Word until the full baptizo takes place. Now the rule of allotment is the full vision of Christ is on you. Let me show you. Mark 4:24 in the Amplified. Old school, but still powerful. And he said to them, be careful what you are hearing. The measure of thought and study you give to the truth you hear will be the measure of virtue, that means power, and knowledge that comes back to you. So in other words, if you don't hear to the full capacity of your metron, your vessel, what your vessel can handle, that determines your power level. The Word of God is quickened. So now your power level or your sight level has dropped. So now you're still falling into temptation because you didn't fill your vessel. It's like when you fall into it, you're like, dog, I saw that, but you're 2 minutes too late. You already did what you shouldn't have been doing. Oh, man, I knew that was coming. Oh, my gosh, I saw that. You ever feel that way?
Yeah.
How'd I fall for that again? Now, you don't have any power. Behold, I have all power over all flesh. Fill your vessel with me and watch how I handle it. Amen?
Amen.
So I close. I close with this. Because you come, this is what happens. If your metron is filled daily, you will see your enemy and destroy him without temptation. Without temptation. You'll destroy him without... I know you're there, but you ain't got no effect. I know you're there, but water off a duck's back. I don't even feel that pull. You better talk to the Todd of last week. I'm not that guy. Because you come into Christ full age, and this is what the Lord told me, and I'm closing. You come into Christ full age, and he's been thoroughly trained by temptation already. His dominion over Satan is fully expanded. He was tempted for 40 days, 40 nights. Now, what is that, Joshua?
Expanded dominion.
40 is never expanded dominion. He's been tempted 40 days. His dominion over temptation is already fully expanded. So why are you trying to see through your little eyes that ain't been expanded in those? The word devil alone means one who's inferior to God, but superior. So why are you trying to figure him out without filling up with Christ, who is already beaten temptation?
That's good right there.
Doesn't the Bible, Captain, teach us that he has been tempted on every point?
That's right.
Like as we are?
That's right.
And never fell in sin?
That's right.
So why would I try to beat what he's already beat? And he's trying to make me see through his eyes. And one thing about us, we'll never reach where he is, because he is Lord. Hallelujah. The lordship we get is only through him. He'll never get it alone. You can tell the devil all you want. I'll be ready for you next time. Watch. Watch. You got me today, but watch. I ain't finna do it again. He says, okay, you'll win tomorrow. You'll be tired after you win. And then I'll trick you with the old celebration pack. I didn't do it yesterday. I'm out there today. He knows exactly, Shaquille knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Oh, you behaved yourself yesterday. Go ahead, Dave. Go ahead and just relax. Like, yeah. Okay, yeah. You're still celebrating yesterday's victory. Not realizing you're falling into today's trap. See through the eyes of the master. See through his eyes. Stay filled in rain. Take the position of the eagle. Take it. Doesn't make sense not to. Amen?
Amen.
Every hand lifted. Come on, lift those hands. Woo, master. Yes, Lord. Thank you, master. We give you praise right here and now. We give you honor. We give you glory right here and right now, Jesus. Lord, we see the worth of Rhema once again. We see the worth of the Rhema word. See its power. We see the position it puts us in. We don't have to fail, neither do we have to rely on the temptation prior to failure to see the full lordship. But I thank you, it's available there. But today we decree and declare we take the position as the evil. We take the position as seeing it before it happens, Master. I'm asking you that you keep us filled with the Rhema word of God. Let us be super sensitive to every move that the enemy tries to make. And before failure comes in, before it ever touches our doorstep with a desire to fail, we will annihilate him on every side. Even right now, we say, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Even right now, even the pain that we've been experiencing, I'm telling you right now, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. To me, pain is just another deterrent to cause us to look at that as opposed to what we're really looking to do.
Yes.
So Satan, the Lord, rebukes you in the name of Jesus.
The Lord rebukes you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Take a minute now. You know what you've been believing for. You know what you've been going after. Take a minute and deal with your enemy from the place and the position of the eagle. Take the position of having full vision. And if you're down on the ground and you got to do some groundwork, knock him straight out on the ground. If there's temptation of any kind that's been around you, deal with that right now. And right when you're done, you will soar on the winds like an eagle again. You will soar. You'll take your right position. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Whatever he's been pulling at you, my God in heaven, whatever he's been trying to do, Jesus, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise, Father. Father. Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus, mighty name.
Hallelujah.
Everyone that is weak, say amen.
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 Praise God.